views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
It's Tuesday, October 21st, 2014, number 100 since being in the YNTS. You know what? I'll allow everyone to clap. Clap on away. Here we go. It's your radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded, where we air live on iTunes, Podomatic, Spreaker, and soon Block Talk Radio, where you can listen 24/7. www.yoandrewnts.com is the website. Toll-free number, 855-712-YNTS. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo or at YoAndrewNTS. Email me, spell it right, YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. Don't be left behind 100 times later. Listen to me, Yo Andrew's Talk Show. It was 99 shows ago. This was the first bed we ever queued off here in the YNTS studio. See, Howard remembers, former social ambassador Matt, he remembers, and of course, I remember too. Howard Forrest, my phone screen, my father spectating as always, Teddy Giordano, our live audience here in the studio tonight. And I'm your host, JoAndrew. Welcome to the program. For some of you who are probably raising your eyebrows and smiling, getting all jittery, it's 100 shows. And as of right now, we're on the air and we're live and we're going straight forward into 100 and hopefully 100 more. It feels like my birthday. It really does. Because 10 minutes ago, everyone's in their own private conversation. And then in a snap of your fingers, everyone comes together and they're focused on one person, and that's me. It's not my birthday, and it's certainly not a Catholic or Jewish holiday, but it is 100 shows, and that's what we're celebrating tonight. And I have to say, milestone it is. Susan Somero at the Moore Foundation at the end of the hour, she'll be joining us to speak about the foundation again that we teamed up with every October since senior year of college for breast cancer awareness and education. Former WWE superstar Ezekiel Jackson joins me the top of the hour to speak about his career path in the WWE and if he's healthy enough to be wrestling through his independent run. And of course, we are going to be taking your calls and even having a conversation right here in the studio. And a special surprise, we have the sound clip of wisdom. It's a sound clip we played at the end of the program. We've had over 90 of them. We have made a 8-minute sound clip of wisdom montage. 26 sound clip of wisdoms have been integrated into this montage. So we're going to be playing that. And for some sound clip of wisdom, they just really hit you inside. I'll give you one clue, Home Alone. When we do the program, we usually sit here and we have a monologue. I might just have a conversation because I'm in the mood for one. Today, we're going to do something a little bit differently because we could talk about a lot of subjects. The World Series is on. Ebola is still going through the country. Midterm elections in 2 weeks, and we will be having our annual election night. Hopefully, to have a lot of great guests on there. What I decided to do was take a few audience members, take a few of those who've been a part of the program or who are just a big supporter of it, and we decided to give them the microphone. For the first time, I am going to allow the audience to choose what we're going to speak about. They're going to tell us a story. They're going to analyze it like we always do. And then some of us will give out our opinion on it. So I'm going to sit back in my chair, put my legs up, drink my water, and let someone take the microphone, because even though I do got my two stories right here in front of me, like I always do, prepared and ready to be given to, we do have some time to give it to my audience. So we have Rich Rivera. He's in the audience. My brother Michael Giordano in front of me. Former social ambassador Matthew Goodhart in front of me. Phone screener for the first time in the studio. Lisa, right to my left, my mother, who's always listening. She is also on my left, and my father spectating all the way in front of me. And we all got something to share, or, well, some of us do. So who wants to go first? The microphone's right here. Who wants to go first? Rich Rivera wants to go first.
Yeah, I'll pick up the mic.
Enlighten me. I'm going to put my legs up in the air. Here I go.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know who I am, I'm Rich Rivera. I am a huge supporter of Andrew Giordano's talk show.
Well, thank you.
Yo, Andrew News Talk, and congratulations, buddy, on your 100th episode. I remember my 100th episode on
Discussion
Midnight.
You always tell me about it. Always do.
And it was such a great show, by the way, as yours, too. And I've been a big supporter. Thank you for having me on the show.
Always have.
For your 100th episode, this is a huge honor for me, so this is big. Well, I'm here to talk about the World Series, of course. This is October 21st, 2014, not only marking a milestone in your tenure as an online radio host, but the game one of the World Series is tonight. It's actually going on right now. I think first pitch just started. James Shields, Madison Bumgarner taking the bump for the Royals and Giants, respectively. So let's talk about the World Series.
It's the San Francisco Giants versus the Kansas City Royals. Howard knows me already. I used to love sports. I still do. I'm a Jeff fan. Half my audience knows it. Always a sad week. Yet, when it comes to sports, I'm really in the cloud. So enlighten me and some of my audience members on the World Series, because I know we live in Staten Island, New York, and Mets or Yankees are not there. So.
Of course. And this is the 110th Fall Classic. Of course, seeing this Kansas City Royals and the San Francisco Giants. The Royals making their first, not only their first World Series appearance since 1985 when beating the Cardinals in the I-70 showdown. It's also their first postseason appearance in those last 29 years. So this is a big World Series for them and a big, big, big week for the Kansas City Royal fans who deserve this. And it's going to be a great series for them. And they are facing the San Francisco Giants, a team that's been to the World Series twice within 2010 and 2012, and have won both 2010 and 2012. So they're 2 for 2 on that. The Giants going for their third World Series championship, and now the last 5 seasons. So it's a big matchup. So favorites see the San Francisco Giants as the winner. But right now, Kansas City, 8 games in, they've won all 8 games of this postseason. Amazing run for them. And they played some
great games. So they came in and they swept their opponent.
Yes, they have. They started off with a wild card game, beating the Oakland Athletics in a, I believe it was a 13-inning classic. It was a very great, it was a very good game. They also beat the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim 3 games. This is a team that was in first place to the American League. So that was a huge upset for the Kansas City Royals. And then they took 4 games against Baltimore. 8 games in a row. They're on a magical run right now, and they're taking on a big dog, the San Francisco Giants. It really is destiny versus dynasty.
I feel like I'm on a panel of ESPN right now, the way you're speaking to me. I feel like I'm the guy all the way in the corner. I get no faith.
Extra nervous, by the way. 100th episode. That's a huge deal.
I'm telling you, when you do this 99 times and you've been through about everything, it doesn't seem to faze you anymore. The reason why there's nothing going wrong is because I understand everything that went wrong. So if something does go wrong, I already got it at the source. I mean, our internet went down about an hour ago. Guess what? It's fixed. I'm on, unless I talk too soon. But I promise you, I wouldn't be too nervous. I guess one question I had to say when it comes to the Kansas City Royals, if they win this year, how about next year? Because I feel when someone wins, players start becoming higher in value. Maybe they're free agents. And then they end up going to other teams. I know there's a lot of teams that would love some of these Kansas City Royal players.
In the Royals'
right?
case, their big fish in this coming offseason will be James Shields, who is their ace, who's actually going
tonight.
He's
still there.
James Shields, of course. Yeah, he's been there since Tampa Bay traded that pitcher, who was a prize pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays and got them to gave them a good few years in playoff runs. So James Shields, he's going to be a really big fish in this postseason. So far, he's struggling right now. I think the ERA is in the I think it's at 3.86 or whatnot, or maybe even the fives. He's struggling in this postseason so far. So we'll see how his value digresses as this postseason moves on. Hopefully, you'll have a big series.
I don't need a guest for the World Series. I already got one right here. He's great. We can have a conversation about MLB. Well, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I mean, I know a lot of people are going for the Royals because they haven't won one in 29 years. And it's funny, I was talking to my father at dinner earlier today, and we were speaking about the Mets haven't won one in, what, 26?
28 now?
28 now, so they're creeping up. I know they're getting a good farm system. Well, does anyone else have an opinion on the World Series, on what Rich has been saying? I know Howard.
First of all, congrats to Andrew on 100. I've been here for most of them. Well, not here. I've been in my house.
You've been in your own studio
for most of the 100 episodes. Congratulations again. And you know, I'm gonna go opposite of what Rich is saying. I do think the Kansas City Royals. This is their year. This is the team of destiny. You know, I like them. They're young. They're talented. They play the game the way they're supposed to play the game. They steal bases. They sacrifice. They do everything the right way. Plus, if the Royals have a lead going into the seventh inning, the game is over. They have a bullpen that is just as good as the 96 Yankees. When the 96 Yankees had Mariano Rivera and John Wetland, they got a trio in the bullpen that is just lights out. Greg Hollinsby is the best closer in the game right now. I see the Royals not sweeping. They're not going to just sweep over the Giants. The Giants are way too talented. But I do believe that the Kansas City Royals will win it in six games. And as I said last night on my show, we've done 304 episodes now. So this one is 100 is not nothing for me.
Thanks.
That's why I'm not nervous.
I appreciate it.
Hey, listen, 100 and a million more. I think the Royals in six, Eric Hosmer, the MVP of the World Series.
All right, pass around the mic.
Let me ask you this, actually. First, I want to congratulate the Rush Hour Renegades. Inside joke. But I actually want to say this, though, that let's not forget back in 2007 that we had a similar playoff like this, how the Colorado Rockies were a team of dynasty. They swept the Atlanta in the three-game division of series, and they swept Arizona in a four game, and they went to Boston, and they obviously got swept off by Boston. I'm sorry to say that to you, Howard, who's a Yankee fan over here, but you wonder, is this going to be a similar? I mean, as to what of Howard he was saying, the San Francisco of Giants are a very good team. I mean, they've gotten dynasty, and yes, they have actually outplayed a very smart organization of the St. Louis of Cardinals. And you wonder of Kansas City, though. I remember back in 06, I was sitting here, I was studying for a midterm that I probably failed. I'm sorry, Mom and Dad, but and you wonder, though, the owner had said, and I quote, "What do you want from us? What do you expect out of us? We're a small town, no money, no fans are supporting us."
I remember their old stadium, and you and me, we were watching on TV.
Oh, it was
no one there.
Like Shea was. You know,
I do want to move on to the next news story, but I love what you're coming out and saying, right. And we say it all the time. History does repeat itself, but also it's baseball. Anything could happen. Who knew that the Yankees could get swept in 2004? It could happen. The Royals awesome. Might be the best team, and tonight they might come in and not bring their bats or anything. So it really shows how baseball, anything could happen. I want to go into a story now, and if you haven't heard about it yet, it's been traveling around the news. Everyone has watched the show Breaking Bad at least once. I don't seem to remember watching the show Breaking Bad once. I really don't. Maybe I've seen a commercial or I've seen someone post on Facebook. I can't believe that was the ending. How could they? What has been going on in the news today is the Breaking Bad action figures. And Breaking Bad action figures or Breaking Bad toys are sold in Toys R Us. So you can go to your nearest Toys R Us, go into the store, and you can see the Breaking Bad action figures. So Walter White, who's the main character in the program, may have clearly dodged authorities during his career as a drug kingpin, but his action figure hasn't dodged the wrath of a Florida mother. Apparently, according to CNN, Susan Schreiger, a mother from Fort Myers, Florida, launched a petition in early October to have the White House and other Breaking Bad action figures, have White and other Breaking Bad action figures removed from Toys R Us. And as of yesterday morning, it hit 2,000 signatures. Now, the mother came out on this petition and wrote, Toys R Us is well known around the world for their vast selection of toys for children of all ages. However, their decision to sell a Breaking Bad doll, complete with a detachable sack of cash and a bag of meth alongside children's toys, is a dangerous deviation from their family-friendly values. So we understand where the mother is coming from. I go into Toys R Us. The holiday season is coming up. And you don't want your son or daughter to look at an action figure and start asking questions and get in the conversation. But look what the action figure does say on the box. 15 or older. So when you go and you look at the action figure and the box, it does say you need to be 15 or older to purchase this. 15, that is an age that kind of is odd. Usually it's 18 or it's 12. And then if you go lower down, it could be 5, 3, or even 1 year old. 15 years old is the age you need to be to purchase one of these dolls. Toys R Us now has not made a comment to CNN or made a comment yet on the situation. We have no numbers of how many toys of Breaking Bad they actually sell. So we really can't give the answer of, well, they're making a lot of money off of it. They're going to keep it in their stores. But the 15-year-old age does grasp on it. So now, of course, the question that everyone is now asking and answering, should the toys of Breaking Bad be pulled out of Toys R Us? Now, Toys R Us is a company that's been around for a very long time. And we send this program 99 times that we don't tell a mom or dad how they should raise their child or what they should do. Of course, we can give our opinion, but we can't directly tell, hey, mom, hey, dad, we're not going to allow you to come out and buy these toys. Unless Toys R Us decides to pull them away from the shelf, and that's their decision. Should Toys R Us be able to take the toys out? Toys R Us can. Toys R Us could. Toys R Us, you can say, no, it's up to the parents, or you can say the parents should not have the right to walk them by the section, or you should be prepared to, because now we see graphic on every channel, and there was a time and place, there was a time period where you were able to take a book away from a child. I remember it was about a year and a half ago, I had my little cousin, 12 years old, go on YouTube and start searching a variety of videos. You can't ban these things no more. You can ban them, but they'll always find a way to get to them. We see hundreds of channels on television. We see millions of YouTube videos posted every day. Curse words, graffiti that is inappropriate for a child that young. So it's up to Toys R Us. They have the right to. They can. And for Toys R Us, it's a very easy decision they could make. It's not something where it's spreading around and, well, we didn't take it off before. Toys R Us could easily come about, take off the shelves, apologize if they choose to, and we can criticize and we can whine all we want. What's that going to prove? It's not going to prove anything. You have no right to tell a corporation what they can sell. The same way in 2 weeks, we have no right to tell any campaign we have no right to tell any organization or group how much money they can give to a politician. It's up to the politician to say, I am going to decide how much money I want to take in my campaign. And it's up to the right of Toys R Us to say, you know what? We're not going to take it's against our morals. We're going to take these down. If you and of course you have that one store who's probably going to want it, like Target or Walmart. We're going to keep the toys up because we feel it's the consumer right. You know, whole argument. That's all it is. We can have a conversation about this all we want, but we know it's up to Toys R Us if they want to. If they don't, well, we'll see where the mother goes. Howard's got a story next. Matt's got a story next. If you want to give some opinions on this story, we'll hit it up the next segment. Don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Want to get the most out of your exercise? This is registered dietitian nutritionist Melissa Dobbins. A few hours before you work out, eat right. Have peanut butter and honey on whole grain toast, a turkey and Swiss sandwich with fruit, or oatmeal with banana, almonds, and fat-free milk. Then a half hour before you exercise, eat some fruit and drink a bottle of water. You'll train longer, work out harder, and delay fatigue. Eating right helps. For a registered dietitian nutritionist near you, visit eatright.org.
Man, last night we put on an epic light show.
So epic.
The crowd loved us.
Wait, there are only four people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their four faces? Their eyes lit up brighter than ours, and we're fireflies.
Yeah, we are.
And we're going to be out here rocking out our light show at a forest near you, so come check us out.
Check us out.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
I'm calling all nostalgic minds in the world. Let me speak a language you can understand. Who's a 90s child? Well, I have a great place for you to answer that question. It's www.facebook.com/a90s child. A like page dedicated to a fan base and children of the 1990s. They post pictures of toys, games, television shows, and many more on what you grew up on. What's great about it is also you don't have to be a Facebook user. You just go on the like page, scroll down every day to see new content they posted, and you can view it from anywhere, mobile, tablet, or computer. Make sure to keep track for giveaways and their weekly podcast starting very soon. If you or you know someone who loves the 90s, show them a 90s on Facebook like page, the only 90s page of its kind.
He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
He settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Coming at ya!
Welcome back to the program. Everyone wants to clap it up a bit. There we go. 100 shows, and we go a little little bit further into the clouds. Now, Howard already said he hit over 300. And I want to know, how did you hit over 300? Because I'm trying to do the math forever. I see you got, what, 2 shows, 3 hours a week.
Yeah.
300, what, 3 shows you said?
We did 304 yesterday.
How?
And we've missed shows. Because all the times on Blog Talk, remember, all those times on Blog Talk where the
We missed shows all. Well, we missed weeks. Yeah. Not really shows.
With Blog Talk, you know, it started out, you know, just as a weekly pre-recorded one. We did on Podomatic, me and Barry.
Yep, I remember.
You remember Barry? And we just migrated.
And where's Barry now?
Barry is out of Long Island working his butt off for Home Depot and somewhere and a private pesticide company. But he tried to come down for the 300th, but he couldn't get off of work.
So. I met him once, quiet as can be.
Yeah, really nice guy, great guy. I told him anytime he ever wants to come back down, he's the co-creator of the Power Play Show. So, you know, you guys can check it out, boostradionetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at Power Play Show.
And it looks like they're not going anywhere. 300.
We're not going to. We are probably, from what I've been told, we are one of the most popular shows on the new network.
Good.
We average between 8,000 and 12,000 listeners a show. So
we just need
callers. Just we like callers.
My phone line's here, empty.
Yeah, always.
I mean, I'm sweating.
We get
nervous.
We get our usual two callers, Uncle Scott and my father.
Okay.
And now this new guy we brought on, he's got his uncle works for the Islanders, so it's possible we're going to get some Islander players on.
Wonderful.
And GM and coach, so.
Good. Well, that's what you need.
Maybe that'll bring callers in.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe, maybe not. Well, we here on the program try to get a lot of big people to join us for 100. We got in touch with the CEO of T-Mobile, John Legere. His schedule sadly filled up. We had Mayor de Blasio's media press spokesperson call us on our office number and congratulate us. And the mayor also said congratulations. And we hope we have Mayor de Blasio in 2015. We sit on this program. Me and the mayor don't really agree on many issues, but there are some I want to speak with him about. And that's the Democrats in office and also the cell phone ban that he is looking into in public schools. So we hope to see him. And we got the mayor's personal press email now that I'm not allowed to announce over the air. So we hope to see the mayor to start off our 2015 run. We also try to get candidates. Cameron, who played DJ. Her people got to me, and they sadly disappeared. And Matthew Patrick, host of Game Theory on YouTube, he does go into his busy schedule. He was supposed to join us right now, but we couldn't get in touch with him throughout the week. So, but we don't know. Matt, he'll email me tomorrow. Andrew, I'm so sorry. Love to be on. So we'll end up having him back on again. But we do have two great guests that are going to be on the program, and we always bring on guests that love to come on and are able to create in-depth conversation. If you're just joining us, we are celebrating the 100th Yo Andrew News Talk program, talk show. A lot of people till this day get it wrong, and I can Yo Andrew Talk, Yo Andrew News Talk, Andrew Talk Show. I mean, YNTS, Yo Andrew News Talk Show, it's on the logo right here. It changed back in 2011. It's never changed since. We've been going around with our live audience and trying to get to the story they've spoken about. Rich came out and spoke about the World Series going on as we speak, and we'll get a score update in the next hour. And I spoke of the story I chose in Toys R Us. Are they going to take away the Breaking Bad action figures? We spoke about the young lady who has put a petition up. And I gave you my opinion on it's up to Toys R Us to do so. There's no reason to get politicized by it. So who's up next, Howard or Matt? I know you both got stories, and we want to get into each of your stories.
I guess I'll go next. It's a little bit of a sad story, but it hit close to home. It hit the JetBlue family hard.
And it is an issue that we need to address.
It is something that
like
we need to really
me.
Discuss. For those of you who follow me on friends me on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, recently there's been in the news that there was a 3-year-old little girl that was beaten to death by her stepfather. I heard the story first, and, you know, anytime I hear something about a child being beaten, especially beaten to death, I'm not a parent, but I can't grasp why you would hit a child. This one hit close to home because the Sunday after all this happened, I'm at work, and my friends are like, "Did you hear what happened to Pedro? Did you hear what happened to Pedro?" I was like, "What happened?" They show me that it was his daughter that was in the care of his I don't know if they were ever married or whatever, but the mother had custody of both his children. And just to see the emotion that he showed in his original Facebook post, and it's something that I understand that a lot of times the court systems feel that the mother is the best choice for a child, but when a situation like this arises, it makes you wonder what is wrong with the court systems, especially the family court systems. The fact that the mother of the children was with a person who was arrested 15 times, arrested for assault years ago, to let them live in a homeless shelter and to have this go on, it breaks my heart to know that it was so close to something that anybody could have said something. Anybody. You know, it's coming out now that the stepfather beat her because she messed herself and then he wanted her to eat it. A new story came out today. And this is all coming out because Pedro's 5-year-old son, who was also beaten. But
you know these people.
I know them. Pedro. Pedro Torres is the father, and he's a good father. He's a great father. He loves.
And this is the step.
The stepfather was the father. One who beat them up.
And this has been commonly in the news of stepfathers and stepmothers and boyfriends abusing these children.
Yes.
I never heard of such a thing.
It really is. It's getting to the point where you don't know. You know, I understand that you have an agreement with your baby mother or ex-wife or whatever, but there's got to be a time where you got to be able to see your children. He was, from what I have been hearing now, he hadn't seen them in a week. You know, and he's working hard to support her, to make sure that she has the money to take care of the children. And all this is coming out, all the details of it are because his 5-year-old son, who saw all this happen, is telling the cops exactly what happened. A 5-year-old is telling in detail what happened to his little sister. He shielded her, taking hits from this monster to try to stop and save her. And you know, there's stuff that's not going to be said, that's not going to come out, that we're doing behind the scenes as fellow co-workers and people who care about Pedro and care about his family. You know, we're going around out of the goodness of our hearts and donating money so this way it can ease get off his mind. There are people out there that don't want me naming their names because they're out there, they've been with Pedro since this happened, and they're taking all the burden off of him and planning everything for him. They don't want any recognition because this is our brother. This is someone who I've known for 5 years now, and he's a very good person. And to have this happen to somebody who loves his children just breaks my heart. And it's happening every day. This is just one little incident. It happens all the time. And to have a platform that we have here where we can come out and say, right, and say something about this. I said this on my show last night also. It breaks my heart to have to see a 3-year-old being buried. It shouldn't happen. What did a 3-year-old do to that guy that he just started just to beat her up like that? It goes back to in sports, Adrian Peterson. There's no reason why you should beat your kid like that. It's all these stories of it's discipline. As Charles Barkley said, that's how we were raised in the South.
We were getting
whoopings. Charles, listen.
There's a wide difference.
Yeah, there's a fine line of disciplining your child,
which I
totally agree with.
I agree also.
Discipline. And then there's part of beating your child.
Yes, abuse. Discipline and abuse. Two different issues that we can speak about on this program.
Yes.
These young children, and we say this many times, basic child psychology, these young children who have to live with this, they have it in their mind that every day they have to be scared.
Mm-hmm.
We say this during the program of September 11th. We say this during Sandy Hook when me and Matt, we were in the studio during that broadcast, and we had two guests on. It is just, these young children have to now live with this for the rest of their lives in fear, and no one should live in fear. No one should be worrying on what's coming next. They should be trying to take it in and absorb it. We also learned, Matt, on that program during Sandy Hook, that you have people with mental illness. These people are hurting these children, were not raised correctly, were not educated on why they were raised like that, or they have, or they're sick in the head. And we know that there's not enough money going to the healthcare system for these people. Now, I'm kind of surprised that I haven't seen a school shooting in the past several weeks, but I'm waiting for something to happen again. I'm waiting for something to happen again, waiting for something to come in so we can finally figure out that this is a problem. But, of course, the midterm elections are, well, you know, it's that's more important. Getting your job is more important than trying to get someone else's. That's the name of the game. But again, we are launching a newsletter. Sadly, not tonight. We wanted to, but next week. And if there's a place where we could put a poster or one of up there on the newsletter, and we can show people where they could donate, we don't want to put up something that might be too confidential, but something where we could at least donate. We're going to have a lot of organizations that we support through 99 shows. We support Endo Sisters, Knockout Endo, the Moore Foundation, the suicide awareness organization. When Robin Williams passed away, we support them. All of them, all their posters, all their phone numbers are going to be on our brand new newsletter. And I'm telling you guys, it is going to be just amazing. The way it already looks, we got someone helping us. It's going to look great, and we hope we could get that up there for you. Now, Matt, do you want to add some input to it, or you want to move on to your story now? I mean, it definitely is one of the saddest things we have spoken about in this program in a long time, but we're glad that we were able to address it for you.
Unless anyone else has something they want to add.
So, Matt, you're up.
All right. First,
welcome back.
Thank you. First, I want to say congratulations on 100 shows.
Well, you were here for number one.
I
saw the recording.
I remember.
We ate Twinkies together.
We ate Twinkies together, Matt.
We
waited for those Twinkies.
I remember. It was.
I think I have some.
It was like Twinkie.
During the next break, another 2-3 minutes.
Just wanted to say it was an honor being able to do the first, 50, 60 shows as your social social ambassador. So being able to be a part of the show.
And you saw the studio expand. We had one screen.
I was here from the beginning when we had the studio right over here, right next to the kitchen.
It was one screen.
I remember seeing it.
The little mic stands and the mic that you were holding.
This very mic. And struggling to be able to tune in because we can figure it out for like the first, 2 or 3 shows, to get my mic.
The first show was good. It was perfect. Then the second show, everything just went in lingo.
Yeah.
But as of right now, we're going strong.
All right. So I want to talk about a little something that's been going around locally, Staten Island. The Newdorp High School, a school that I've had the privilege of being able to work at as a substitute teacher, they made a music video to Taylor Swift's Shake It Off. They recorded a bunch of the teachers throughout the school dancing to the song. I was actually there one of the days that they were filming. They came into the teacher's cafeteria to see who wanted to be in it. I felt, as a sub, maybe not my place to be in it. Didn't think much of it. 2 days later, I'm back at the school, and I have students asking me to play the video. So I found the video on Vimeo. It's not up on YouTube. And since the class behaved, I decided to show it to them. And it's hit well over 10,000 views. That was their...
That's amazing.
That was just like within the first day.
And how they got people together. And this is what? A very large high school.
Huge high school. And like they just wanted to...
And they did a good job. I saw it.
They wanted to show that the teachers had a bit of a fun side. Principal Deirdre DeAngelis was a part of it.
All humans.
Yeah. So it was originally supposed to be unveiled at the pep rally that they had the following Friday. But the draft got out, and it hit over 10,000 views.
Amazing.
And then the final version was launched the day of the pep rally. It's impressive.
And I think it's great that a high school could come together and show their fun side. Everyone does it. You see millions of videos. And it's good publicity for the high school. New York High School here in Staten Island, for some of you who are listening in Rhode Island and in Seattle, Washington, and up in Maine. I know we air in a lot of places. It's great to be able to see that New York High School, that once had this reputation of being such a school that doesn't reach up to the credentials, now could actually go up and do so with just a fun video. But we have to go to a commercial break. Susan Somero on my phone line next, talking about breast cancer awareness and events they have been doing. See you in a few.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Want to get the most out of your exercise? This is registered dietitian nutritionist Melissa Dobbins. A few hours before you work out, eat right. Have peanut butter and honey on whole grain toast, a turkey and Swiss sandwich with fruit, or oatmeal with banana, almonds, and fat-free milk. Then a half hour before you exercise, eat some fruit and drink a bottle of water. You'll train longer, work out harder, and delay fatigue. Eating right helps. For a registered dietitian nutritionist near you, visit eatright.org.
Man, last night we put on an epic light show.
So epic.
The crowd loved us.
Wait, there are only four people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their four faces? Their eyes lit up brighter than ours, and we're fireflies.
Yeah, we are.
And we're going to be out here rocking out our light show at a forest near you. So come check us out.
Check us out.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The road to 100 has begun.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Want to educate women to where they can get the source of correct information. And that was really one of the things that started me out with the foundation to start with, was to dispel bad information.
Exercise, diet is one of the key factors. A breast self exam, we teach that. We teach how to do it correctly. We teach when to do it.
Help Virginia Maurer and the Maurer Foundation and the O'Angel News Talk Show when we come together to reach over $1,000 this month for breast cancer education and breast cancer awareness. We, the O'Angel News Talk Show, have already donated. When will you donate?
Don't be surprised.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's just what we do.
Breast cancer awareness is in the air, and so does Pink. And we always, each year since college, teamed up with the Maurer Foundation, located in Long Island. Joining me on my program, she came to the Maurer Foundation over 20 years ago. Nonprofit experience, have excelled in all aspects of the industry. Her track and innovative approaches to the program development, business networking, operations and community outreach positions the foundation for financial success thus increasing the ability to spread our life-saving message, and that's to educate breast cancer awareness. Guess what? She remains an active member of several committees in Long Island, which vary in focus from children to education to health care. Susan accomplished background and key strengths, making her an excellent asset to the foundation team. If all you men out there who are single, she is married. She loves zipline, playing sports, but she has a husband and two sons. Susan Samaro on my phone line. Susan, welcome to the program.
Hello. How are you, Andrew?
I'm doing great, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Susan, we already mentioned that the Mount Foundation is really founded on one thing, and that's going out and educating those who want to know more and want to find a cure to breast cancer awareness. And this few minutes, I really want to go into many of the events you guys have done locally on Long Island and throughout the East Coast. But first, for those in my audience who might not be familiar with your organization, I really want you to come out and tell us, what is the Mohr Foundation and what is their mission statement?
Sure. We're very unique when it comes to breast cancer organizations. As you know, being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, everyone is seeing pink everywhere you go and hearing about so many different breast cancer organizations. What makes us unique is our focus is education. That is our sole mission. And we are the only organization in the tri-state area who has that sole mission. And what we do is we're going out there and talking to people about how they can reduce their chances of developing breast cancer. And that's teaching them about correlation between alcohol and breast cancer, carcinogens and breast cancer, what you can be doing with your diet to help reduce your chances, what is within your grasp to help reduce your chances. There is no prevention of breast cancer, and we don't know what causes it, but we can educate you on what we do know. So that is our mission.
If you don't mind me asking, why are you the only organization that's really focusing on education? Because you would believe that everyone would want to know a reason. Okay, here's my money. I'm donating it to you, the organization. Now, I really want to know where you're putting it into to try to find a cure. And I would think education should be a big part of it, right?
Well, I do think there are lots of organizations out there that are more focused on the research end.
Okay.
And it's not to knock the research, because certainly we need to figure out an answer as to what is the cause. And I think, you know, that makes our job even more challenging, in that the funding really is focused in the area of research. And because so many people are affected by breast cancer, it's now the numbers are closer to 1 in 8 women have a chance of developing breast cancer during their lifetime. That number is staggering. And there are so many unanswered questions. What causes breast cancer? And that's where most organizations are focused.
Right now we're speaking with Susan Samaro. She is executive director at the Mohr Foundation, and we and the Mohr Foundation have been teaming up for many years trying to combat and educate breast cancer and breast cancer awareness. You guys have done so many different events so far this month, and we want to know, before we get into the event itself, how does the organization decide what to do and where to go during Breast Cancer Awareness Month? There's so many places you can probably go, and so many local restaurants and locations probably want you guys in the area. How do you decide?
Well, we deliver our program to schools, community organizations, corporations throughout Long Island and the tri-state area. And we're always, everyone's always reaching out to us to get our program. But when it comes to the month of October, it's like that. The first week hits and everyone is reaching out to us. Can you come to us? Can you do the education for our organization? And really, it's more of a first come, first serve. And in terms of connecting with restaurants and places that want to help us out on the financial end and help us to fundraise, we just say the more the better. We never turn anyone away who wants to help us out.
when you have these events, you have to, of course, advertise. And you've been doing this for over 20 years, so you've seen the way things have changed. Now everything is not conversation. Now it's hashtags and emails and so many different ways to actually communicate with those around you and also try to get your message out. Where does the internet and social networks take place when getting these activities out there to members? Like, where, how does the internet and social networking work with the Moore Foundation?
Well, I tell you, one of the things that we try to really stay on top of is our website and having that be current and accurate and provide information to the public. Yes, social media, the internet, that is the way to communicate best these days. And we want to make sure that we're on top of that and really riding that wave. We are constantly pushing things out on Facebook. We're constantly blogging on our website with regards to not just our fundraising events, but just any information that's coming out about breast cancer that might be new, or if there is a new drug that's being piloted or tested, or any new information that's come out. For example, you know, the question that's been posed to us is women sometimes put their cell phones into their bras, and, you know, does that increase your chances of breast cancer? And right now, from information that's out there, there is no direct correlation that's been proven between that, those two. So those are the types of things that we're always trying to communicate out, any means that we can.
Right now, we are speaking with the executive director of the Moore Foundation, Susan Samaru. She's on my phone line. We see that you guys have done many events, but one event I have seen just appearing is the Diamond Gala, and it was your 10th annual. Congratulations on the 10-year anniversary. I would love you to share with my audience how the event got started and what has the mission statement been for this particular event. You already got a mission statement for the organization itself, but that has to be one reason you're trying to get out there during this particular event the past 10 years.
Yes, yes. So our 10th anniversary Pink Diamond Gala took place a couple of weeks ago on October 9th at the Carlton, and we actually had almost 300 people present. It was a very fun evening, and we were able to raise close to $200,000 for our cause. Obviously, the most important purpose of the evening is to raise funds for our organization. We are ones who completely raise our own money. We're not funded by any government entities. It is quite a challenge for us to raise 100% of our budget, of which almost most of that money goes directly to our program. So for the Pink Diamond Gala, it is mostly to raise funds for the organization, but it's also to raise awareness for what we do as an organization. And it is to just bring more people to the table to understand our mission, to understand what we've been able to achieve over the years. It's a great way to celebrate our accomplishments. Our program has reached almost 250,000 people. We've been around for 19 years now, and to have been able to reach 250,000 people with our life-saving message, I think is phenomenal. And to be able to communicate that information at our gala is a wonderful thing to be able to accomplish.
I'm really glad that you were able to share with us where the money goes, because that's one big problem we see when it comes to organizations and even government. And I pronounce on this program many times, where's your money going? How's your money being used? And how the money being used is affecting society around you. And there's some people who see breast cancer awareness, see pink, and they think right away, well, if I give a dollar, good things are going to happen to me. And yes, I'm not saying that bad things are going to happen to you if you give me a dollar to the wrong place. But there is a difference between a the right thing to do and the smart thing to do. So I'm really glad that my audience, when they want to donate to the Mo Foundation this week, right now, or in the future, they know, okay, we know where our money's going. And we know that an organization like this is doing the right thing, on the right path. So I'm really glad that I'm able to see, because we have donated every year to you guys since we started teaming up with you. And at least we know that when the money is going, it's really going to hit the source and really educate and hopefully one day knock out breast cancer awareness. But you guys have so many other events. This is one of your big ones. But what other events have you done throughout the month of breast cancer awareness?
We have some great things going on. And one of the wonderful things that I've seen in our community is everyone wants to do something. They want to help. And sometimes it's not being able to figure out what that is. And we can certainly help in figuring out what works best to whatever company or organization wants to help us out. But some of the interesting things that we have going on is Huntington Honda is actually doing a fundraiser for us right now for the month of October, where if you download their app, for each download, $10 goes to the Mora Foundation.
Wow.
So, you know, that's something. You talk about the internet and social network and utilizing those pieces to help promote the cause. I mean, this is such a simple thing. It's downloading an app that will send $10 our way. It takes 30 seconds to do. Some of the other things going on is the company Winebow, which produces the wine Fat Bastard, they are giving us, they're donating 25 cents for each bottle of wine sold in restaurants, retail locations throughout the months of September and October. So, and they are a very large wine company, so that's huge for us. There are a couple of establishments that are doing a Think Pink, Drink Pink campaign. The Inn at New Hyde Park is participating in it, where if you buy their pink drink, a portion of the proceeds go to our foundation. The Bar Parlay in Rockville Center is doing an evening in our name this Friday evening, actually, starting at 5 p.m. They'll donate $1 for each of their signature pink drinks that they sell, and just some other fun things that they're doing for the evening, including wear pink, get a free glass of pink Prosecco. They're doing raffles. Unique Salons and Spas, they're doing pink hair extensions. 100% of their natural their hair extensions come in a vibrant pink color, and part of their proceeds for those pink extensions come to the Mora Foundation. Anthony DeFranco's Salon and Spa, they're hosting a Breast Cancer Awareness Day on Saturday, actually this Saturday, the 25th, where they're doing all kinds of special giveaways and contests and sending the proceeds to the Mora Foundation. We have our ongoing Cookies for a Cause. We have these delicious pink and white cookies. The same as those, except they're pink and white. And a number of places are selling those in our name, including delis, salons, school districts throughout the island, and sending us the proceeds from that. So that's a great way that any company, organization can get involved with helping us to raise funds. So those are just some of the things we have going on this month.
Right now, we're speaking with Susan Samaru, the executive director of the Mora Foundation. Susan, thanks for coming on the program, and we always thank you guys every year. We sure to be donating to you once again, like we always do. But before you go, I want you to tell my audience the simple question, well, the simple answer, that is, where to donate? Where could they donate to you? And now it's so easy because they don't have to live in the Long Island area. We have audiences throughout the country. So how can they do it from another state, from another location?
Sure. Very easy. Just simply go to our website and go to the donation tab. And our website is morefoundation.org. M-A-U-R-E-R foundation.org.
Susan, thanks for coming on, and thank you again. Keep doing what you guys are doing, and we hope to speak to you again, as always.
My pleasure, Andrew. Thank you for having me.
Have a good one, Susan. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Take care.